Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Hey, smart daters. Happy August. I hope you guys have had a great summer. We were on vacation last week and we went to Asheville, North Carolina, and had never been there. And, you know, we dropped my daughter Jaden off for school on next week early. By the time you're listening to this podcast, I will probably be somewhere en route dropping her off to college. So we wanted to squeeze in one last holiday with the kids. So we went hiking and biking through the Blue Mountains in Asheville. And if you haven't been, it's amazing, a totally memorable trip, and we've got so many gorgeous places to see in the U.S., so if you haven't gotten there, I highly suggest you think about it, because we had an amazing time, and you can always message me, and I'll tell you all my favorite things to do, and our own Lindsay Anderson, our dating coach, gave me all of these tips, because her family lives in Asheville. So what I want to talk to you about today is, I can't believe that we're almost into the middle of August. Gosh, it is the middle of August. And that means it's Labor Day. That means it's back to school. That means Halloween. That means Thanksgiving. And that means Christmas and peak dating season. I know it sounds so crazy that all of these things are coming. And this is when the most dating fun really starts to happen all year. During the summer, you can see that online dating numbers usually historically decrease around 25 to 30%. People take breaks from dating. Although we hear a lot about summer love, there's a lot of lull in the dating pool. So get excited. The dating market is about to heat up again. So what I wanted to talk to you about today are, I think I've got eight what I call small changes that are going to lead to big results in your dating life potentially. So these are little things, and these are things that Lindsay, Eileen, and I coach our clients around on a daily basis. And I hope that one of these, two of these, or eight of these resonate with you, and that you can start to see, I don't have to do something massive in order to get massive results. Sometimes it's just being at that right place at that right time, that sliding, what is that movie? The Sliding Doors. It's one of those moments. So let me jump right into it and tell you how you two, sitting there on your phone, swiping, maybe you're on your desktop right now, maybe you're in your car listening, maybe you're on a walk. But I want you to think about point number one, which is change your online parameters. Okay. What does that mean to you? It doesn't mean starting to settle and emailing people you're not attracted to. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, think about the things that you might be auto-programmed to select. How old the person you want to be with is, what radius they live in, what ethnicity, what religions, all of these kinds of things. And sit back and think about, could I be more flexible and change one of my online parameters? Every year, for example, that you change up in your dating search. So let's say, for example, you are 42 years old and you've said, well, I'd be comfortable with people that are 39 all the way up to 47. Well, what I can tell you is, if you go down a year, if you say 38 and then up to 48, what you've done now, think about it. When you increase it just by 1 year on both sides, you let in hundreds, if not thousands, of potential new candidates into your search, because the algorithms on sites and apps are very literal. Okay. So if you say 47, they're not going to show you somebody who's 48 or 49. So you can do this with inches in height, right? I'm 5'3", right? The majority of women start their height searches at 5'10". If you've watched my TED talk, you know that tall, ideally over 6 feet, is the number one aspect that women look for in their dream guy. So what I'm telling you here is, you know, everybody's the same height lying down. Okay. If you know what I mean, I don't have to get graphic with you, but so really think about, wow, if my height parameters are, you know, let's say it's Bella, I'm 5'3" and I like to wear 4-inch heels. So that would put me at 5'7". So I need someone who's 3 inches taller than me, right? That's where that 5'10" number comes from. That's why the majority of women start their height search at 5'10". And remember, the average woman height in this country across white, Black, Hispanic, Asian is 5'5" for women, right? So if you think about it, that's the calculus women are doing. So plus or minus, give a little flexibility to height, ladies. Okay. You're not going to be wearing 4-inch heels most of the time. If you're like me, I walk around in pretty flat sneakers or sandals or boots most of the time. My husband, which many of you know, he's 5'5½, maybe 5'6", if he really like poofs his hair up really high. And I used to date guys that were all 6 feet tall. And I can tell you, there's nothing wrong with tall. There's nothing wrong with not tall. I'm just saying small changes that can lead to big results. So if you think about it, small changes. If you guys have been following the podcast and listening to the episodes, you can listen to the episode with Nancy Holla, who told her love story. You can listen to the podcast of a couple of weeks ago of Sugar, who told her love story. But both of these women were very good examples of people that changed, made small changes at the last minute on their online profiles, which led to that last first date, which led to Nancy Holla finding David Bruce. Why? Because her height search, Nancy's 6 feet tall, she had her height search set at 6'1". And when I finally convinced her, let's look at 6 feet also, Nance, because you're in flats most of the time, in came David Bruce into her search. Now they're happily married. With Sugar, Sugar lives in the city and expanded her radius to include Northern Milwaukee. She lives in the city of Chicago. So she went, I think it was 100 miles in her radius. That's how she met Justin. Had she not met him, had he not shown up in her matches, they would have never met either. So really think about the little things that you might be able to change. And remember, you might go, oh, I don't want to change the height. I don't want to change the age. And we've got so many stories about this because my ex was 15 years older than me and he was awful and I'm never going to date somebody that much older again. Listen, sometimes that's correlation, not causation. It's not the big age difference that caused the friction in your relationship. It was a mismatch of, you know, of values to some extent. So don't make those correlation causation errors. Just promise me that you'll change something up in your height, in your radius, something little to see who comes into your inbox. Okay. Now, change number two. This is a fun one. And this idea was generated by my friend and mentor, Rachel Greenwald. So she wrote a book years ago, and I think it was called How to Find a Husband After 35. And in that, she said, play a game called Three Blind Mice. And I love that. And it harks back to the old fairy tale, Three Blind Mice. But what she meant by that is get online and find three people that you would normally never be interested in. And just to broaden your own parameters, if they sound good, I'm not saying people that have red flags, okay? I'm saying people that you're like, okay, this person isn't quote unquote my normal person that I would message. Message three people that aren't quote unquote your type, right? And start a conversation with them and see how it goes. Maybe push your boundaries to have a video date with one of these people. Remember, one of my most important adages in the dating world, which every one of my clients, and there's been thousands at Smart Dating Academy, can attest to, love will always come to you in an unexpected package. So if you need another way to just shake yourself up and push your boundaries a little bit, play three blind mice. Find somebody who's got a profession that's very different than yours. Maybe an educational level that's very different than yours. Maybe their religion is different than yours. I don't know what that is, but people that you wouldn't normally connect with, and just find places to connect with and challenge yourself to find three things that you like about this person when you start to have conversations. These things, guys, they really can change our psyches, and you'll start to see, wow, I never thought someone who lived in blah, blah, blah would be ever be like someone I would even like, but I really want to be friends with this person. I never thought someone who, you know, was an HVAC person would be a good fit for me as a dating coach. I pretend it's me, but we had so many things in common and we ended up growing up in the same city. You never know. So play Three Blind Mice online. That's something you can do today and message three people that you wouldn't be likely to, and be proud of yourself for changing things up. Now, point number three in small changes that you can make for big, big results is I want you to change something internally. I want you to change your story. Whatever that story is, we all have what I call that crazy person that sits inside of us, that squawks at us all the time. You're too old. You're too fat. You've got too many kids. You're damaged. You're never married. People are going to think you're a commitophobe. You've been married too many times. You've been divorced four times. Nobody's ever going to deal with that. So all of that stuff, we want to change our story around that. So we've got these things that just play on repeat and they tend to bring us down, right? So change the story of the things that you're telling yourself that are keeping you stuck, keeping you stopped, keeping you in a negative place. Or I actually have a good story for you around changing your story. So I had a client some years ago named Jill who lives in New York, and Jill liked to go to singles events, but she quickly got frustrated because she said, you know what? When I go to these singles events, there's usually like 25 women and two guys, right? It's a total bust. I did my hair. I did my makeup. I got my nails done. I dressed up and I went to this event and there were no dudes, right? And the two dudes that were there were, you know, best friends with each other and never talked to anybody else. So here, what I told Jill to do was change her story. Look at the other 24 women in the room as potential new friends and, importantly, matchmakers for you. So she said, well, what does that mean? I said, if you've got 24 other women in there, each of them knows at least one to two single men that they couldn't date. Maybe it's their brother. Maybe it's their cousin. Maybe it's their ex that was a great guy, but just not right for them for whatever reason. Women are inherently really good matchmakers. Okay. So I said, change your story. And when you walk into the next party or the next event, walk in with an open mind and get to know as many women as you can and be interested and interesting. So she went to a birthday party with my advice in her head that weekend. And she said, okay, most of the people here are couples. And okay, she says, but I'm going to talk to every person here like they could be a new friend or a new matchmaker. So she approaches this woman named Sarah, and Sarah and Jill start talking. And so Sarah said, well, you know, tell me about you. And Jill, who is very open, she says, oh, well, one of the best things I've done in the last couple of months is I've hired a dating coach. So Sarah says, what's a dating coach? Right. And so Jill starts talking about what we do at Smart Dating Academy. And Sarah said, oh my gosh, I think I would love to become a dating coach. So Sarah went on to think about becoming a dating coach and a matchmaker through her conversation with Jill. And Sarah had an amazing brother named John, and John was a corporate executive by day, and he also did stand-up comedy by night. And she said, Jill, I think you're so awesome and you're single. And my brother, John, is single and he's really smart and he does stand-up. And for those of you that haven't done stand-up comedy, it's really, really hard and it takes a lot of courage to do that. And so Sarah set Jill up on dates with her brother. So look at what happened. Jill changed the story that she was telling herself about singles events that are populated with only women being a bust. She changed her mindset and boom, walked into a party and walked out of there with a setup date and had converted someone into a day coach, which is amazing, right? So point number four, small changes that lead to big results, right? If you're going online at the same time every single day, change it up, okay? If you do it every day from your desk you know, at work, or let's say you can't do it at work. Every day you're doing it at 10 p.m. after you've gone to the gym, after you've cleaned up your kitchen, after cooking, after, change it up. Maybe wake up 15 minutes earlier than you normally do in the morning, where you can look at it with fresh eyes. Maybe right after you work out and you're having your green juice or your vanilla coffee. I love vanilla coffee, so that one just came to my mind. So think about doing things at a different time, because the algorithms show you different people at different times of the day. So if you want to look at a different group of people, it's like thinking about walking into a shopping mall, right? If you walk into a shopping mall at 10 a.m., you're going to see a very different group of people than you are potentially going to see at 6 p.m., right? Because at 10 a.m., you might see moms that are there with their kids or retired people that are there for their walks. But if you go at 6 p.m., you might see people that are leaving work that are going to the mall. And so I give you the same analogy for online dating. Change it up. You might see a different crop of people just based on how our algorithms are working at that time. So, and you know, it just sometimes changes up your energy too. When you do something different, you have different renewed energy. So maybe as you go online at a different time, you're going to see people differently and in a more positive light because you've got the dopamine of doing something different. You're excited, right? So you've got a little bit of adrenaline. So change up the time that you go online and you will see that you'll probably start to see some different people and vary that up all the time. You guys, on a side note, I love intermittent fasting. And what I can tell you is people always ask me, what do you do for fasting? I change things up all the time just to keep my body guessing, right? And I want to give you that same analogy here for online dating. Check your apps at different times to keep the algorithms showing you new people and to keep a little adrenaline floating through your system. And on that, number five, small changes that lead to big results. If you'll work with me on this one, I think you're going to love this change if you haven't done it already. Turn off notifications on social media, especially your dating apps. I'm out sometimes with my friends and I see how their phones blow up. Every time somebody posts something on Facebook or comments on a post or Instagram, their phone continues to buzz all the time. I have no notifications on my phone because I would go bananas looking at that. Now, with the dating apps, same thing. Shut the push notifications off so that you're only seeing notifications for people that you've matched with or getting messages when you actually log onto the app. Every time you look at your phone and there's a notification, you feel compelled because that's what they do with phones. They want the technology to addict us, right? Shut off the notifications on your phone. Give your brain a break from dating apps and from social media so that you are in control. You've got the driver's, you've got the steering wheel. You're in the driver's seat of when and how you want to look at social media or your dating app. So, small change that leads to big result. Number six, change your dating site or dating app every 1 to 3 months. Okay. So many of you throw a few photos up, write some text, have the app open, and you just leave it there ad infinitum. You don't change anything that you're doing on the app, and you certainly don't change the app itself. Well, what I want to tell you is don't marry yourself, no pun intended, to any one site or app. Have a fluid strategy. And a lot of the sites will try to incent you to buy memberships for a longer term and giving you a lower monthly rate. Just do it on a monthly basis if you're going to do it, because give it 30 days, give it 60 days, see how it goes. And that then will give you the space, number one, to focus only on that site or app, or maybe just two at the same time. That's all I ever recommend. And then at the end of that 30 or 60 days, then you can look at another site and another app, have a whole new have a whole new pipeline of people potentially because it's a different app, and you'll have a renewed vigor and energy because you're on a new site or a new app, and anything new leads to excitement, leads to adrenaline, leads to us feeling really like more attracted to the people that we're seeing. So that's what I would say. Keep it fluid, right? So that you can always try something different. You can try paid sites. You can try free sites. You can try the upgrades. Do things that work best for you. Now, small change number 7, and this is especially for you working guys and working gals. Don't go straight from day to date, okay? Change things up by changing your outfit. Change up your look. This doesn't sound like a lot, but trust me, it is. We say, oh, I'm going to go to the powder room to freshen up. Go home and freshen up your look. Or if you have to be in an office, bring a new look with you, okay? At least transform your day look into your night look. One of our clients throws on her berry lip, and that is her signal, and she's got a special red that she uses for her date. So whenever you do that, change up your look, cue yourself that you're actually going to do something personal for yourself. This is not a date. It's not a professional meeting. It's not, you know, your condo association board meeting. Put yourself in a dating mindset. Have 5 different things that you do maybe as your date looks. Maybe guys, if you got, throw on a sport coat, always, always, always for a date. Women love that look. When you are stepped up and you look like the man with the plan, your date's going to go a hell of a lot better than if you show up looking, you know, schlumpy dumpy, like you've worked at home all day, or even worse, couch surfed, right? And for ladies, same thing. You know, when you see people that are walking out of their offices and 5:30 in Chicago or Manhattan or LA, and you can just see the stench of work on them. They've got their work outfit on and maybe flip-flops or gym shoes. Change that up. Freshen yourself up, not just by putting on new lipstick, but you might want to do a full outfit change just to zhuzh yourself up. Spritz on a little perfume, a little cologne, zhuzh up your hair. Change your look. Believe me, changing your look will change your mindset and potentially lead to you feeling sexier, more handsome, more beautiful, and therefore radiating that confidence. And what's intoxicating and sexy and magnetic is your own personal confidence. There is nothing more intoxicating, more flirtatious, or more attractive than being with somebody who is self-confident in their own skin. And I know every one of you listening to this is very beautiful and very handsome. And I am just so glad to be chatting with you about this one-on-one. And the last change that I want to tell you about, and this is a big change, right? Small changes that lead to big results, right? Change the internal clock that you have that is constantly putting pressure on yourself to find love in a certain period of time. Okay. We work with clients, for example, on a one-on-one basis, usually for 6 months or 12 months. But one of the first things I tell clients that want to work with us is turn the time clock off. Just because you're signing up for 6 months or 12 months with us doesn't mean, for example, that you're going to find love in that time. It means that you are going to undo old habits and put new ones in their place and learn how to do this the right way. And you're going to have guardian angels for 6 months or 12 months. But get that time clock out of your head that I need to find love in 6 months or 12 months. And for you, sit back and think about it. What do I tell myself? Oh my God, I'm turning the big 6-0 or whatever that big number is for you. For some of you, I talk to people that are 29. I talk to people, I had a client in the studio today that's 69 years old, and turning those numbers, sometimes the big 3-0 or the big 7-0, can really feel like a lot. And oh my gosh, the whole dating world's going to change the minute I have to say I'm 30 or I'm 70. That's a story that you're telling yourself. Okay. It's not true. I've done research on people that have understated their age by 7 years and looked at the same at the results that they were getting when they had their truthful age. They didn't get any better or any more results by lying about their age. Okay. So stop that internal clock, right? Finding love is a journey. You don't want to settle for somebody. If you're feeling lonely, Think about all of the love that you have around you. You have love. You have the love for yourself. You have the love that your friends and your family and your coworkers and your neighbors and the people in your inner village have for you. You're not lacking for love, right? You're on the quest for romantic love. So whenever you say, I'm lonely, I'd be so much better off if I had love, you do have love. And remember that. So I want you to change that internal clock that you have by telling yourself, what? Being a psychotic optimist. What's our mantra? Love will come to me. It's a when, it's not an if, and I am in it to win it, because dating and finding love is a marathon. Hell, it's an ultra marathon. It is not a sprint. So I hope that these 8 small changes that I've gone through will help you to get some new results, if not big results, in your dating life. And as we get into peak dating season, we love coaching people one-on-one. It's what we do best. You've heard the love stories. If you need some help, if you need some love, you've been following this podcast, follow me at Smart Dating Academy on Instagram. We post twice a day and you'll get lots of fun, you know, whiz kid tips about dating. You'll see lots of reels. You'll see lots of things in my stories. Sign up for a free newsletter. Go to smartdatingacademy.com, fill out any form, and you'll be entered in to get our newsletter. Or most importantly, go to our one-on-one coaching page and sign up, invest in yourself, sign up for a consultation for 30 minutes or 60 minutes. And we, I promise you, will start to set you on the right foot for your dating life. So I bid you today farewell. If you love this episode, please write a great review. I would love that so much. We're always trying to give you the best content. So when you let us know what resonates with you, it means the absolute world. And share this, download it, do all of the things. And until next week, I send you big love, fairy godmother vibes, psychotically optimistic juju. Love is out there for you, my friend. It is a when, not an if, and you are in it to win it. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.